Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Hi, happy Monday.
It is Monday.
And Jack's drinking water. As soon as we went live, he started going to drink water.
He waited purposely too. I said, okay, we're going live now.
Yeah. So we are starting off our little episode with a House of Mouse Expo guest announcement. So before we do, if you would please share this video with your Facebook friends or to wherever, that would be great. We've been gone a couple weeks. We were on the Disney Wish. We've been busy, so we have a lot to tell you about tonight. So any shares are so much appreciated.
Yes, they are too, definitely.
Good.
Show you my little spiel before I do my video.
Oh, sure, if you want to.
Hello, welcome to TMSM Weekly Live Show number 126 for July 18th, 2022. I'm Scott.
I'm Michelle.
And now, would you like me to go into the video, or should I wait and make them wait for like 20 minutes?
Nah. You guys ready to find out who the next guest is at the House of Mouse Expo?
Yay! Show us that person. You can hear them all. They're all
and go.
You know, it only works if you have every piece.
Okay, we're back. So yes, Mary Gibbs, the voice of Boo from Monsters, Inc. will be at the House of Mouse Expo. So for those that may not know, Mary played this role when she was, I think, 2.5. They actually had to follow her around the Pixar studios to record her because a 2.5-year-old won't sit still to record her audio. So the stories I've heard and read about is that they had to follow her around with a microphone to record the audio they needed for her to do the role. Mm-hmm. And she's also done some things with Inside Out. She was some of the voices in Inside Out. There's all kinds of theories about who Boo is in the Pixar universe. So I think it'd be a great guest. I've heard she's really great with all her fans to come out and meet her, and I think she's going to add to the fun of the weekend. So we're very excited to have Mary as a part of the weekend.
Yes, and I know for a lot of you like me, Monsters, Inc. and all, you know, a lot of movies mean something to you. And I know when I had when the boys were little, Andrew watched Monsters, Inc. back to back. And to the point where we knew all the words to the movies. And he was really excited that Boo was going to be there. So, you know, we wanted to see, we have other guests that you don't know about, but we're trying to pull from different genres or properties. So there was another one that we were going to do tonight that I was really excited about, but then I'm like, what about Pixar? Let's go to Pixar.
I put the brakes on, yeah.
Let's go to Pixar.
Actually, I had that one, then I had another one before we got to which one she was ready for. So, but no, I'm very excited that she's coming. I think it's going to be a fun time. Like I said, everybody who's met her that I know of has said she's just fantastic. Didn't we have an interview from her from years ago? Jared did for us.
I believe so.
Convention here. So we're very excited. So again, Mary Gibbs will be at the House of Mouse Expo January 20th through the 22nd at Embassy Suites, Lake Buena Vista South.
And I hear that she likes to see all your Monsters, Inc. memorabilia. So if you have something that you want her to sign, like a Funko or some sort of Monsters,
right.
Whatever it may be, bring it so you can show her what you got and she can sign it for you.
Yeah, from what I understand, I think she has three different Funkos, Buddhas. So one of those three would be awesome to bring with them. There's so many toys and the video and everything you could possibly bring out. So make sure you come out, meet Mary, as well as all our other guests. I mean, we have so many great ones. We have our Pirate League. We have Mickey. We have Irene coming. Who else have we announced? Jason.
Jason Marsden,
that's the seven we've announced so far. So we got three pirates in Lee Ehrenberg, Marty Kleba, and Kevin McNally.
Yes.
We've got Brett Island, the voice of Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
Irene Bedard, who is Pocahontas.
Yes.
Jason Marsden, who's Binks, Max Goof, and just an all-around great guy. And now we've added Mary Gibbs to the lineup. So that's seven, and we still have at least seven more to announce.
I know. Do you know, it's so hard for me because I love to tell good news and it's hard for me to keep secrets when they're exciting. And this is really exciting. So just stay with us because we will have more guest announcements coming. But in the meantime, you can get your tickets for House of Mouse Expo at houseofmouseexpo.com. And there are weekend passes, day passes, and VIP packages available and special rates on the Embassy Suites Lake Buena Vista South that weekend.
Yes, definitely.
And vendor applications. Small businesses, if you are interested in having a booth at our expo, there is a link there as well. Or if you know somebody who owns a small business and would like to get some exposure, please have them go to houseofmouseexpo.com. We are taking vendor applications now.
Yes, so it's everything's coming together really, really exciting for this event. And we just hope to see all of you guys there. Me and Michelle, from the beginning, we both said we want to blow the doors off of the second year from what the first year was. And as great as the first year was, we want to up that game hugely. And we hope you guys are a part of it. Hugely. That's my new word.
Ginormously.
Mm-hmm. So. All right. So that's enough for House Mouse for right now. We'll probably talk about it at the end of the show. But what have we got to talk about?
So guess where we were.
Oh, yeah. We were on that little ship two and a half weeks ago.
That new little ship called the Disney Wish, which is on its maiden voyage right now. However, we actually got to take the christening cruise two weeks ago. So there's so much about the Wish. I did my very best to overflood our Instagram stories, Facebook stories, everywhere I could possibly put video and photos up.
And she did.
I was really excited, but I also wanted you guys to see the ship firsthand because you were getting to see the ship before anybody else because, again, it was the christening cruise and it was just media on the ship. And it was also it wasn't a full ship, let's just say that. It was maybe a quarter full. So it was very strange to be on a Disney cruise without many people. The dining rooms weren't full. Castaway Key, there was nobody there. We didn't even have to look for a chair.
No, that was amazing. Actually, that was the one thing that I just thought was amazing. We got the Castaway. Usually, if you don't get off the ship early, you're looking for chairs, you're looking for some place to set up on the sand. We had absolutely zero problems because most people who were on the ship kind of stayed on the ship. It was a beautiful sunny day at Castaway. Water felt great. It was just all around a wonderful day at Castaway Key. So that was a fantastic day.
I could have sat there drinking my pina colada for a long time, but I had a ride through cam video for the Aquamouse, so we had to go back. So the ship was a whole lot of work. It wasn't like a regular cruise that we've covered because of the fact that everything was brand new and nobody had seen it yet. So it was kind of a rigorous schedule of coverage of tours and restaurants and merchandise. And it wasn't a full functioning ship.
No, it was, I guess the best way to say it is a dress rehearsal on the ship.
We were the guinea pigs.
They were still getting a lot of things ready. I mean, the ship had only been in port for a few weeks, and they were still trying to do the finishing things on the ship, as well as get the cast members ready for the ship, for the sailing that they're on right now, the inaugural the maiden voyage inaugural sailing that they're doing. So we got to see a lot of stuff as it was still kind of coming together. But I'll tell you what, the ship is amazing. It really is. And if you're used to the dream, the fantasy, the magic, wonder, this ship is completely different than what you've seen in the past. Nothing like what those ships have, this one has. So this is a different level of Disney Cruise Line.
And it's a different layout. So if you've been on a Disney cruise, you know, like the middle, the midship is usually where the elevators are and kind of like the main hub of the up and downs. Right. They don't have a midship elevator.
But the elevators do move really well on the ship. And I will warn you now, though, be careful you don't run into the buttons in the elevator. Or from what I saw, somebody said they're actually, all you gotta do is get close to them. You don't have to touch them.
So yeah, that's kind of been like a thing, because I've seen like other people post about it that are actually on the cruise now. And we had the same thing on ours. Like you walk in, the elevators are narrow, but they're kind of a long narrow, so like more people can fit in. But they got the buttons on both sides. And almost every time somebody bumped into and hit all the buttons, so you stop on every
button. Actually, you don't even have to bump them. As long as you hover in front of where the button is, if you get close enough, they will trigger and they will stop you. So
if you want to stop on every floor, you just back into that little panel.
It's like that scene in Elf when Will Ferrell gets in there and then hits all the buttons. Kind of like that. Our room was on deck 11, which deck 11 is actually the main deck of the ship. So that is where the funnel vision is. That is where everybody goes and sits in the chairs in the sun. That is where
Marceline Market
is there. The other restaurants are around there. The barbecue.
It's where everything's happening.
Yeah, it's the floor to be on it, or the deck to be on, I should say, because that's where everything is happening throughout the days. And we were fortunate enough that that's where our room was, that was on that deck. So
Thank you, Disney, for giving us that prime spot.
I know. We walk out of our room and just walk across a couple hallways, and we were right on the main deck right there. So that was really fun.
Yeah, and so since I mentioned Marceline Market now, that is the new like walk up food for like what Cabanas is on the other ships. And it's similar to like a buffet style, but it's more like walk up and ask them for the stuff. So the food is behind the counter, and instead of like scooping your own eggs or grabbing your own Mickey waffle, you gotta go ask somebody for it.
Right. That was a little different. I don't like that, but other people might.
Because if you want to take 12 donuts, you know.
They would stop me. They would have to ask for all those donuts.
Or, you know, like the one that, so I'm a picky eater, as you all know. And I have a hard time eating on cruise ships sometimes because all the dinner food's fancy. So what I like to do is load up for breakfast. That way, if I don't get to eat the rest of the day, then I'm okay, I guess. So like the one day, like they had chocolate chip pancakes next to the Mickey waffles, and I couldn't decide if I wanted chocolate chip pancakes or if I wanted Mickey waffles. So I had to kind of do the walk of shame and ask for both. And then
these ones are for my kids.
I got both. And you know what? The next day I got both.
Again.
Because I mean, I don't eat like fancy food, but I'll tell you what. There must have been like Ghirardelli chocolate in those pancakes, because they were the best flipping chocolate pancakes I think I've ever had. And I've had many in my time, and those were really good.
They were good. Everything I had there was great. So there is that during the day, Marceline Market. But then you also have the Marceline Market Place, which is outside on the deck 11 there, and you have the different walk up. So there's a grill where you can walk up, and they have burgers and chicken tenders and french fries and such. There is the pizza where you can go in there making fresh pizza all day. There is a Mexican like tacos, burritos, bowls type.
Burrito bowls, tacos, and they use like fajita chicken. Mm-hmm. So it's actually really pretty good.
There's the ice cream walk up where you have to ask them. So unlike the other ships where you could just go get your own ice cream.
Well, yeah, you can't get your own ice cream either. You got to ask somebody.
And what was the other? Oh, and the barbecue. There's a Mickey's barbecue, which when you first walk on the deck 11 is right there. So they have different barbecue. So it's like brisket and mac and cheese and just really good home cooked barbecue type food. So
I'm sorry,
really good.
I'm being attacked.
Ava's attacking her.
She's scratching
right now.
My legs and it hurts. I'm sorry.
So that was the food for lunch and such, or after in the evening. And then the other place is the different restaurants are, and there's three of them. And the rotation we got, so the first night we were in Arendelle.
Yes.
And we ate at the Frozen restaurant, which has a dinner and a show. There was a Frozen show, which is entertaining. It's a good little show. We saw, I think we were the first guests to see it in ours. Because we were the first
people to see the Arendelle dinner show. Right. It was the theater. If you saw some of my video, not the theater. The stage is in the middle of the dining room. So like other dining is, there's like a stage to the side. Mm-hmm. This one was in the middle, and you get to see all the characters in the middle of the stage. But you also get to see Oaken, which we don't usually see wandering. Oaken, who was wandering?
He was wandering, and then Olaf.
And Olaf is kind of like on a dessert cart, looks like.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. He comes and he comes to life and he sits there and they bring him off the cart, bring him on the stage. And it's a good little show, and goes through dinner. Dinner was good there. The second night we had dinner at 1923, which is the... it's dedicated to Walt and Roy, actually. So there's two sides of the restaurant, and one side is Roy, the other side is Walt. And the restaurant is just filled with different art and things from the years of Disney. So you see all kinds of great things in the different display cases they have throughout. Again, dinner there was great. Our servers were phenomenal. We had two great servers.
Yeah.
And then finally, the last night I got to go to the restaurant I had been waiting for, which was the Marvel restaurant with Ant-Man and Wasp. Which by far was my favorite meal of the entire cruise. The best entertainment on the cruise we had, I think, because there's a show that goes on with that one as well. Just a lot of fun in there. And go figure, I like the Marvel thing. So.
But here's the thing. So, like, for me, I mean, I was not trying to prejudge which dinner I would like the best. I was kind of like hoping that Frozen would be my favorite. And then I
just can't with her.
I wasn't home a little bit this afternoon, and she's a little mommy's girl, so she gets separation anxiety. So I'm sorry.
Everybody's saying hi, Ava.
I'm sorry. If you can hear snorting, I apologize.
They can hear the snort.
Okay. So I thought maybe I would like the Arendelle one or 1923, because they had a lot of Tangled art. They mm-hmm. had like animation
cells.
All kinds of stuff in that restaurant, which was great. But honest to God, I will tell you that the Marvel Dining was the best. The food was the best. The entertainment was the best. Like, they have like these screens on the wall, and you see like Paul Rudd, actually like Ant-Man, is like talking to you. And like, they have like, I don't want to give it away, but they have, you want her?
Okay.
I just don't want her to scratch my legs up. They there's like these transmission screens, things on the wall, mm-hmm. and you see like Paul Rudd come up, and there's like a whole story, and you have part of the story, you see like Captain America and other characters like on the main deck of the ship battling it out and whatever else. So it's really interactive, and if you like Paul Rudd like I do, who's very funny, then you will enjoy the show. And then you see like the characters come walking out at the end, but the food is really good. And it's, if you like, you can get fancy or you can get a little toned down.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be. Cause by the third night I was ready to eat off the kids' menu because I don't eat seafood and it was hard.
And she doesn't eat pork. She doesn't eat beef. So, and she doesn't like chicken if it has the bone in it. So it was
okay,
really,
you don't have to just throw it all out there.
Well, I think we've talked about it before, so they know. But the Marvel food, even I went in there going, I guess I'm ordering off a kid's menu tonight because I didn't see anything. And then we're talking to our waiter, and he changed up the way they were cooking the one meal I ordered, and they changed it up to what I would actually eat. And it was very good. It was enjoyable. But just everything, the wait staff, I can't say enough good things about the wait staff we had. They were just fantastic, explaining everything to us, explaining what the, even the different dips for the bread service that came out.
Yeah, so, okay, the bread baskets were all good. I could tell you that. And also, I found out if you are a picky person like myself, if you explain that to them, they will figure out what to give you. Mm-hmm. Like for Marvel Knight, for instance, they have potato soup as one of the options, but it had bacon and onion and whatever else, like stuff I don't eat. And but they had it also on the kids menu without the bacon and stuff. So they brought me like the adult size without the stuff in it.
Same with the salad.
Like you don't have to get, cause like, okay, what restaurant was it with we had the onion salad?
That was that was 1923. It was I ordered this thing and it was listed as Bartlett pear and I think Fiji apple salad and cheese. And I get it, and it honestly, it was just, there was two slices of pear, a little bit of apple and cheese, and then a lot of sliced onion and some kind
of. It was a big wad of onion.
Yeah, that I didn't eat it. I ate the pears and
I actually had them cancel mine because they didn't bring mine yet. And when I saw a big pile of onions and like a little slice of cheese, I'm like, oh, I'd just save it. I'm like, I don't know anybody who would eat just a pile of onions, but if you like that, then that's good for you.
They said it, the 1923, they said, is a California cuisine. So it's kind of a little bit fancier and not the average food you'll find everywhere.
Yeah, I've never been offered a pile of onions for egg salad. But, you know, if you like that sort of thing, you're in luck because you can get a whole plate of onions with a little hunk of cheese.
Little pieces of cheese.
Yeah. And it was stinky cheese. But anyway.
If you're adventurous, if you like to try things, the restaurants are great, actually. They and, of course, you can order as much as you want. You can order 3 entrees. You could order 4 salads. You can order 2 cups of soup. I mean, they will bring you out whatever you want, including the desserts.
Oh, yeah. So, me being picky that I am, like the one night I like the waiter was teasing me because I forget what I ordered, but it had like pig on it.
And I
was like, I got it and I'm looking at it and I'm like, yeah.
I can't remember what you ordered. It was something.
Some sort of pasta, but it had
pancetta on it, which is just fried bacon on it. And she, of course, didn't touch it because she don't like that.
So I tried to eat around it and it just tasted piggy. So I was like, I can't eat it. And then the waiter's right away, he's like, I want to bring you something else. And they like, he was really wanting to bring me something else, but I knew me at that point, like, I'd rather just have a dessert and another bread.
And he told her he wasn't going to sleep that night.
And he's like, if you don't want to bring me something else, I'm not going to sleep tonight. And he was just teasing with me, but, he brought me like an extra dessert. Like all the desserts are really good. The one night they had ice cream sundaes. They had key lime pie. They had some sort of an apple tart that had ice cream in it.
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
There's so many options on the dessert menu as well as the entrees and the appetizers and all that they have. Mm-hmm. So if you're adventurous and you're willing to try stuff, and if you like, just again, she doesn't eat beef, she doesn't eat pork. If you like or seafood, so if you like any of that, you will have plenty of options to choose from. And there is 3 default menu or 3 default meals on every, or I take that back. On most ships, there's 3. This one, there's only 2, and then there's a 3rd one which changes every night. But there's always New York strip steak or sirloin steak. I can't remember.
And then a piece of chicken which I did get the one night in Arendelle. There was nothing I would eat on the menu, so I opted for the replacement meal, which was a piece of chicken and a baked potato and rice.
Rice, because you got the rice instead of vegetables. And
I don't know. Mm-hmm. See, okay, let me just be honest. I'm not a good one to give a food review. So take what I say with a grain of salt, because there's so much I don't eat. There's just so much I don't eat. I'm like, kids meal, give me like chicken tenders and stuff.
Well, I'll say this, and everybody knows we're good friends with Lou Mangiello. And so I talked to Lou on the ship, and we were talking about the food, and it was the last night of the ship, actually, so we had already been to all the restaurants. Lou told me 1923 is the best meal he thinks he's ever had on a Disney cruise.
And see, it was my least favorite.
And for that to be said for Lou, if anybody follows Lou, they know he eats a lot. He'll try everything. He orders 2 to 3 entrees. He tries it all. I'm not saying that he just...
He does eat a lot.
He's willing to try a lot of things. And he was telling me 1923 was his favorite restaurant by far, even above Palo. He liked it that much better. So that's one thing to keep in mind. So if you're adventurous and you like to try things, or if you like seafood, you like bacon, you like beef, you will find plenty to eat and you will enjoy it all.
Yeah. Yeah, so he mentioned Fallow, which is a steakhouse on the Wish. But they also have another fancy schmancy restaurant called Enchanté.
Which is kind of like Remy on the other ships. They have that.
It's fancy. So I actually, I didn't eat there, but I got to tour the restaurant itself. And it's super fancy. It's probably one of the fanciest restaurants I've ever been to. But the views for the restaurants are all wonderful. I mean, you can see, like, here.
Put it
down. Because if she scratches me, so be it. Please don't scratch me. That hurts. You see the ocean. It's just, I really am all about atmosphere, and I think that all of the restaurants on the Wish deliver as far as atmosphere goes.
I would agree.
Service, atmosphere, the shows, the like all of it. Like, there's no show for 1923, but there's all the animation and stuff around.
All the art.
There's
and
a
everything.
Lot of stuff that you can see.
And you see a lot of like the beginnings of what a character was going to become. So
yeah.
We looked at the Rapunzel area, of course. And they had what Mother Gothel was originally going with, like, what she became. So it was kind of cool to see it from that.
And, like, a rough sketch of Flynn and Rapunzel and, like, kind of where it started from. But then they also had different, like, memorabilia for things. I thought that was really cool. And there's two sides of the dining rooms. There's the Walt Disney side and then the Roy Disney side. And they both have the different artifacts of, like, different animations since the start of the company. So. Mm-hmm. You kind of get a little history with that dinner.
Right. And so that restaurant, 1923, is actually on the third deck. When you walk onto the ship, that's the deck you walk onto.
Yeah.
Which the Grand Ballroom, which we'd even talk about. So when you walk on the ship, it's different than the previous.
Oh, the big atrium.
The big atrium area. So where in the past, if they were going to do anything, they had it usually on a staircase. The characters come out, it was on a staircase. On this ship, they built a stage right there in the main lobby. So when they do things, they can actually use the stage with the characters. There's actually also a balcony above the stage where when you're boarding the ship, for us, it was Cinderella and Prince Charming came out. So that was kind of cool. That I like that. And then as you're walking this ship, actually, if you walk around that area, go just past it, that's when you start to run into the adult lounges or some of the adult lounges. So. Hyperspace Lounge,
and they have the Bayou, which is beautiful. It's got all the magnolias, and it's green, and it's kind of out in the open. But say here's the Bayou. Right across from the Bayou, you see a sign for Hyperspace Lounge. So Hyperspace Lounge is a lot smaller than I thought it was going to be. And
very cool.
Very cool. However, it reminded me a lot of the little bar that is on the Hyperion Star Cruiser, the Hyperion, whatever. That's the name of the ship. But anyhow, so it reminded me of that bar, really small. Actually, it looked really similar.
But you get the full effect. So they even tell you when you're walking through the door, you have now left the Wish and you've embarked into the Star Cruiser, basically.
Basically, but if you look out the door, you see the Bayou.
And there's another bar right there too, and I can't remember which one it was.
Oh gosh.
This is where they had that coconut drink.
Oh my god, that was good. I can't think of what it was called. There's so many lounges, but they're all like small lounges.
Mm-hmm.
But Hyperspace Lounge, so again, we were on a media cruise and there wasn't a lot of us on the ship. And there was still a wait to get into Hyperspace Lounge.
So the one thing I will say, though, is even though we were on a ship with not as many guests, we didn't have a lot of children on our ship at all, really. Mm-hmm. It was mostly adults who were coming to cover for media. So I think all the adults were trying to get in everything. So once you get regular families going and such, you might not have the crowds.
That's a valid point, Atwood.
Yeah.
Because all the adults are on the ship and they want to check out the lounges. Mm-hmm. So I guess you can... you can make a reservation for Hyperspace Lounge or you're probably not going to get in it because it's pretty small.
Right.
And they have, that's where I know everybody was talking, you know, they have the $5,000 drink in Hyperspace Lounge, which is crazy.
But it is
but
more than
you
a drink.
Get more. Okay, so when it first came out, other media who weren't even on the ship were saying, you know, the $5,000 drink, what a ripoff, Disney this, Disney that. Well, that's not all you get. It's not like, here you go, $5,000, and you get to keep the cup.
Right.
That's not how
it works. Not even close to it. And the one thing I will say, so it is four drinks from what I remember. And the four drinks are all of different brandies or bourbon or
expensive drinks.
It's very expensive drinks. It's thousands of dollars for a bottle of any of those drinks. So you get those with it, but then you also get a gift bag of stuff from the Star Wars. You also get tickets to go to Skywalker Ranch and the winery out there. So if you're ever there, you can actually go to Skywalker Ranch. You have passes to get into there.
You also got to get yourself to Skywalker
get there,
Ranch.
Which I'm all for because I would love to go to Skywalker Ranch and see it.
In California.
But in addition to those bars, though, there is other bars you walk around the ship. So if you've been on other ships, you know the adult area is all like on one area or one side of the ship. So it's like they're all kind of connected, but it's all the adult area. In this ship, it's kind of spread out a little bit more. The adult area is
sprinkled.
Yeah, it is. There is one really cool theater that's kind of like in the middle of the ship, but it's not in a room by itself. It was the one where we had our panels.
All the seminars.
So we walk in, you can just
Luna
walk up.
Luna is what it was called. It was two stories. And go ahead. No, it's going to be in the evening. It's going to be like, well, in the daytime, it was supposed to be trivia games and such.
Yes, game show.
And then in the evening, it was supposed to be a nightclub, like with music and karaoke or whatever. Right. But again, it's hard for us to fully explain because not everything was up and running. Right. Again, we were the guinea pig test crew.
And then there's two theaters on the ship for movies. They're both, and they're decorated really nice on the outside. But then there is the Walt Disney Theater, which is where they do the nightly shows. Again, we only saw a portion of the first night show, and we only saw a portion of the Ariel show, or Little Mermaid show, I should say. So we really can't tell much. Of course, there's no videotaping in those. There's no photo taking in those. Somebody sitting next to me didn't really like the Little Mermaid show. But I do think that we got such a small piece of it. And we're not saying anything about the cast. The cast is phenomenal. What they do is phenomenal. She just wasn't a fan of it. I think she wanted Tangled again.
No, the reason, I have reasons. I like what we saw the opening show. I thought it was like very classic Disney grandiose type of welcome to the your vacation type of thing. Yeah. That was awesome. And I think the reason that I was a tad disappointed with the Ariel show is because it was just like the Nemo show in Animal Kingdom, but with Sebastian instead of like Nemo. And that's not to say that it's the cast can sing beautifully. It has nothing to do with that. I just, because if you see Beauty and the Beast, like on the Dream, that's like you're on Broadway with the big stage production and the props and the in and out, like whatever's. And this really didn't have that.
And that one does also Beauty and the Beast. If you've seen it, you know that there is parts where Lumineer and Cogs and Mrs. Potts and Chip, they all come to life with actors carrying them around, similar to like the Nemo show. But it's, I don't know if it's, how can I say it? I don't want to say it's normal puppeteering,
yeah,
as you could say.
Kind of like puppeteering.
Kind of, but not the same way. But so the Ariel show, again, we only saw bits and pieces. They only showed us certain scenes from it, so we didn't get to see the whole story come together, how it plays out. So I would like to be able to see it all, and we will on our fan cruise in May. We'll be able to see all the shows. I'm trying to think what else. So the other thing we did, we're walking around the ship the one night, and we're walking past, and they have a Tangled hair salon, I guess you could say.
Yes, they do.
Which is in addition to the spa. This is something completely different than where the spa is. This is another place where you can go in, and it was all Tangled decorated. So, of course, we walked by. It was like 10:30. They actually closed at 10, but there was somebody in there, and he invited us in to come in and take pictures and check out everything. So we were in there for probably half hour, 20 minutes, taking pictures and getting, they have lanterns hanging. They have Tangled art. They have all kinds of stuff in there. And then in addition, so they have that. Women can get their nails done. You can get your hair done. You can get all this done. But then on the other side is Hook's Barbershop, which is also a bourbon bar, where they will actually make special bourbons for you, and they can smoke the bourbon. They can add different flavors to it right there.
So you can have bourbon and get a shave or haircut.
And you don't have to get a shave or haircut. You can just go in there as a place in the evening if you want bourbon, certain bourbon. You can just go in there and order the bourbon and leave. You don't have to stay there to get
But it's really small. Like the Rapunzel salon is bigger. The barbershop had like two chairs in it and like a little tiny like a bourbon whiskey bar like right there. So it was kind of cool. And then plus, of course, they have Bippity Boppity Boutique. And then Senses Spa, which is on the other side of the ship, which is very similar to the other. It had that same smell to it.
Except it had an outdoor part.
It does have an outdoor part with like these big like swing bed things that you can lounge on.
Yeah, they said it was the rainforest. So you walked in this area and it was very, very relaxing.
Yeah, it's relaxing and it smells so good. And they gave us like this face cream, this European face cream to take home, and it is like it's the best stuff and you can buy it on the ship.
Okay, you can do that. So the last day we were on the ship and we had a little bit of time to kill before we had our next tour or whatever it was. The two of us went to the back of the boat, which was another adult area. And there is an infinity pool out there, which we got here and we thought it was really crowded, and it was crowded, but we did find space. And then once it started, people started leaving and stuff. So there's plenty of room, but then there's the bartenders who were bringing drinks right there while you're sitting there. So we sat at the back of the boat in an infinity pool, watching out the ocean.
That was nice.
That was very nice. We sat there probably for just over an hour.
And you didn't even care it was crowded in there.
No.
Because it was like you're looking around, the sun is out, you're drinking a frozen drink. It was nice. So, like, we had, like, an hour to kill before we had to go do more work. So, like, we tried to squeeze in a little relaxation in the work time. And that was the one thing he wanted to do when we saw the infinity pool and we got on the ship. He goes, I just want to sit in it, just to sit in it. And that's exactly what we did.
It was just really cool to be sitting at the back of the boat in a pool, just sitting there relaxing and enjoying the sun. It was such a beautiful day, sunwise and all that.
He got red.
I did. I got red and I turned brown. So the sun didn't burn me up completely.
You get such a better tan in the Caribbean.
You really do. So we got to do that. Some of the things that we didn't get to experience that if you've been on other ships is, so like funnel vision, everybody knows that on the main funnel on deck 11, they show movies and such usually all day long. They start them early in the morning, play them all through the afternoon and into the evening. But they didn't do that with us. They only played two movies the whole time we were on the ship. It was Cinderella, the original, and then it was Enchanted.
And that was like just two of the three nights, and it was just one movie. Mm-hmm. Usually there's so much more going up on the main deck, and there wasn't. But again, it wasn't a regular sailing.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we did get to see, speaking of shows on the main deck, so they changed Pirate Night and made it a Pirate Parlay Party, and it's a rocking. It's what?
Oh, Grace is on.
Oh, hi, Grace.
Is she on the ship?
No, she just got
off. Oh, did she just get off? Okay.
So the Rocking Parlay Party is they like a half hour before the show starts, they play like classic rock as you're coming into the area to find your spot for the show. Everything is to a live band instead of like a DJ that it was before. And you know, they have a band, they have a singer, they have Red the Pirate, they have Captain Jack Sparrow. And what's really cool is that, you know, the theme to Pirates of the Caribbean, like everybody knows that. And it's just that pumping music that makes you like, but yeah, so that music is being played to the fireworks with a live band. Now the live band is like, you know, it's easy when you have a track because you can sing fireworks, but the band,
they were singing with it. And the fireworks were coming from both sides. So they were coming from the front and the back of the ship to the one area to view it. So it was, I love the pirate show. I mean, hands down,
it was
so much more fun. Not that it's not fun on the other ships, but just the way they changed it up and they made it so much better, I think. And the music's a lot more fun because it's not these songs they took and made them pirate songs. It was actually the music we kind of grew up on.
It was a lot of classic like 80s. Rock type of stuff. Don't scratch me. Don't get me wrong. On the other pirate stuff, I love techno and dance music. Right. I really, really do. But this was good too.
And like Michelle mentioned, Red the Pirate. So we were kind of told the story of it is that this is actually Red the Pirate from the attraction's granddaughter, I think they said. And she's taken over the ship, or she's gotten her own
ship.
She won it from Jack Sparrow, but then she needs Jack to do something.
They need two captains to make the fireworks go off or something like that. But that's how they introduced Jack Sparrow as well. But we only got to see a portion of the show, but we did get to see the fireworks, which were pretty darn cool.
They were. So that video is actually on our YouTube channel. So if you haven't seen it and you do want to see it, go out there and check it out. But that was phenomenal. The sail away party was fun. That's one thing I wanted to mention is the deck. So if you've been on other ships, the deck is pretty much one level flat all the way across and the same with the second level flat. This one, there's tiers. So if you're on Ava's.
Sorry.
Scratching. So if you're on 11, you can go up three steps and be on another level. well, 5 more steps, you're on another level. So I like the way they did that. And they have multiple smaller pools on the decks that they open up when they can.
Yes. And you, so instead of like one big pool, like in the middle, they have little pools all over the ship. So, which was nice because, like, you know, sometimes you, like, one pool is too crowded and you're like, I don't want to do this. Then you just walk to another pool.
Yeah, there's a lot more options for the pools on this ship, which I did like that they just kind of pop up here and there.
So. Yeah. Also, there was something else I was going to mention. Oh, so the Aqua Mouse is the first, like, water slide coaster at sea. And it's very similar to... you know, like there's a water slide coaster at like Typhoon Lagoon that kind of goes like this, and the water like shoots you in a couple spots. I have a ride through video of it, which I haven't seen. You've seen it. I'm sure it's a hot mess. But you will get wet on this. Like the other ones, like the Aqueduct, you can put your beach hat on and just kind of float through. Well, this one.
I don't know. I got soaked on that one.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did when we rode it together.
Not that bad. This one?
Yeah.
This is way worse.
Yeah.
And so the jets weren't working in the tube that takes you up. So I didn't even get to see like the full effect, and I got wet on it. So if the tube is working properly, you get shot with water jets your whole way up, like different like.
But it's part of the ride because they have videos playing, which they didn't have it on yours.
No, they had a couple of videos and it was the Mickey shorts.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if they shoot water in the Mickey short, they're going to shoot you with water at that same point.
And you hear like music and you hear Mickey and Minnie talking. So it is more animated. It does have a lot of places for you to get shot with water. But when I got done, I was laughing, but I laugh at everything. I was like giggling when I got done because it was like.
And there's only one part in the ride where you can actually see the person in the tube. And so that's where I was standing. So I waited till she went by and I did videotape her going by in the tube. And you can actually see on the video that she has, she's waving at me as she goes by. So
yeah, because I look, because all of a sudden you can see. That's the only difference. Like if you go on the Aqueduct, you get the beautiful view of the deck and the ocean. You get a very small view.
Mm-hmm. Towards the end.
Towards the end. Different.
It is different. And I can't wait to go on it again. And like I said, we're doing the TMSM fan cruise in May on the exact same ship. And everything I know will be done by then. I'm sure it is now. As you see, Grace is on right now. And Grace can help anybody if they do want to come on the cruise with us or anytime you want to go on the cruise or come to Disney.
Maybe, yeah.
Just contact Grace and she will be happy to help you guys out. She's part of MEI Mouse Fan Travel, Becky's group. And they are helping us with our fan cruise. So I can't think of anything else on the cruise that we really want
to
do.
Well, there's a link on our site if you want to fill out to get information about Main Street Mouse Fan Cruise for next May. You can get information. It's free, but you have to book through our link because that's where you get all the extra activities and swag and such to be part of the group.
Becky and her team have a lot of great things planned for that trip. So make sure you guys are a part of it. I think you're going to really enjoy it.
And you can make payments on it. You don't have to pay it all right now.
That's true. So like I said, Grace can help you guys, or if you go to our site and click on the link, you can fill out the form, just some basic information that'll go out to one of the agents and they'll contact you and you get a price worked up. And
you can go on a cruise with us.
You can go on a cruise with us. But the Wish, it's a fantastic ship. I can't wait to get back on it now because we've gotten a taste for it, but we didn't get to see the entire thing.
We should have been a taste of the Wish.
Yeah, so now we need to see the rest of it. The shops were great. I don't know if you saw the picture. Nice. Michelle had $8 million in jewelry on her the one night.
I did.
So that was phenomenal. It's just so great.
And the kiss goodnight on the ship.
The kiss goodnight. Oh, yeah, the kiss goodnight on the ship. The whole atrium area, the grand ballroom, comes to life. And it's just something to make sure you see. So make sure if you're on the ship, check your times. Make sure you don't miss anything. There'll be movies playing. When it was on our ship, we had Doctor Strange and Buzz Lightyear.
But we didn't get to see either because we were too busy with media stuff. But yeah.
But we were busy. But they had those playing. So that if you've never been on Disney cruise before, it's unlike any other cruise ship out there.
It's a beautiful ship. And Rapunzel's on the outside. So you totally want to come sailing with us. And if you're a picky eater, don't worry. You'll be in good company. We can have like chicken nuggets together.
Chicken
and
tenders.
Dessert. And waffles and those chocolate pancakes. So
that's true.
So come on, hang out with us.
Come hang out with us. So what time is it? So it's 7:44. So
we gotta talk about food and wine.
Food and wine. We want to talk to you guys about. So we went last Thursday for opening day.
Opening day.
And walk around. It was great. It wasn't as crowded as I think it would be, but that was also the day the ship sailed.
And it was blazes hot here. The heat index has been over 100. It's like literal misery to go walking outside.
It really is. So we were there for a few hours on Thursday. Walked around a few times, tried some food, had some fun. Then we went back on Saturdays. They had a media event on Saturday. You might have seen the video. We went and saw the concert with Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. They were really good. Their last night is tonight. They last concert's in 15 minutes at 8 o'clock, but they were fantastic.
So
but it was so good to be back at Food and Wine with a band playing.
Yes, to go to Eat to the Beat has definitely been missed. And they even said it's great to be back. And you can tell the energy from the audience of being glad that we have those concerts back, because it's been like 2 years.
It has been, yeah.
And so it was great. The not all the food booths were open. Like, there's a mac and cheese booth that's not open yet, and then there was one right next to it,
noodle booth.
A noodle booth that's not open yet,
and they have the bushes in front of them, you know, Disney Heights stuff, so they had those up. So I don't know if maybe they're delayed, because I remember at one of the other festivals, some of them opened at the first, and then halfway through the other ones opened.
There was like a Hawaiian one or something that wasn't
open. Yeah, that one wasn't open yet. So we'll keep checking back. There's lots of concerts we want to go see this time, so we should be there quite a bit. We had some food. We didn't eat a lot of it. Again, the little bit picky, but there's lots of good desserts, lots of good drinks around the world. The Fry Flight, which we did not try, but everybody keeps raving about this Fry Flight. You have to try the Fry.
Three different French fries. Sweet potato, vinegar fries, malt vinegar.
Yeah.
And then there was another one that had,
was it chicken or cheese? Or,
I don't know.
I can't remember. What it was. But we'll be back to try that. And that's at the booth that's usually the donut box.
Yeah, it's usually the donut box. So it's French fries now, and there's no donuts.
Unfortunately. Now, donut fries might be.
Hey, now if they would have had donuts and French fries, that's the only booth I'd have.
Sweet and salty.
Seriously, that's like a missed opportunity.
Disney, call me. We'll talk.
Are there any donuts? I didn't see any donuts.
I didn't see
any donuts.
There's
the waffles in Belgium.
Didn't they have a beignet? Didn't somebody have like a beignet?
Yeah, but it's that crappy beignet. Right?
No, I don't do that one. There's another one this year. Somewhere else. Another one. She doesn't like the beignet in France.
Because it's not a real beignet. It's not.
No, it's not.
It was a glazed donut, and it was terrible.
They did have beignets on the Disney Wish, though, in Tiana's, in the Value restaurant.
Sure.
So that's something to remember, keep in mind when you're there. But Food and Wine's great. Like I said, lots of concerts going on until November.
November 19th. So they're probably going to do a big old flip from Food and Wine to Christmas.
Yeah, the Festival of the Holidays.
I love the Festival of the Holidays. I am so ready for all of that.
And then once Festival of Holidays is over, then we go right into the Art Festival. And that's one of my favorites. So it's the Epcot, the festival part. Will be great. But yeah, if you get a chance to go to Food and Wine, you have plenty of time, 4 month window here, to go check it out. But it's a lot of fun, like it always is. Lots of places to eat. Like I said, it wasn't that busy. Actually, either day we went, it wasn't that busy.
It really wasn't. But again,
it's
hot.
Been so hot here.
It's been
in the mid to low 90s, and then with the heat index pushing it over to the 100, 104. I think it's been the average.
Yeah. So if you're going to Disney right now and you're walking around, just take care of yourself, because it's like, I didn't feel so good on Saturday, like, and I was drinking water and I did eat and I still felt a bit woozy.
Yeah, so make sure if you're there drinking water, they give it to you for free at the booth. If you don't want to spend the money on it, bring water with you. Just keep yourself hydrated. Nobody wants to be sick, so just keep that in mind if you're out there right now. So it's supposed to be really hot this week. That later part of this week they said it's gonna be even hotter than last week was, so really got to watch yourself with that. A lot of great merchandise, too, this year.
Yes.
Lots of pizza merchandise.
He was excited because Scott could eat pizza every day and not get sick of it. He's, like, that much of a pizza fanatic. So you got a pizza plate?
Pizza paddle. It was a pizza paddle that
it's wooden.
It's wooden, but I guess Minnie is wood-burned into it. I think she's getting pizza out of the oven. I can't remember exactly. I can't see it good because I have bad eyes.
You can buy for $24.99. They had a set of how many plates?
Six plates, and they formed a pizza pie.
So they're all in the shape of a piece of pizza.
They're making fun of Ava being asleep. Did you put her to sleep?
I don't have my glasses on, so I can't see. She gets like, she's either really bored or sometimes like when she gets anxious and if I have to hold her, so she's a rescue. She's special. So we just try to go with it.
Chris, but I love Ava's little breathing. It's too cute.
Yeah, it's not cute at like 4 o'clock in the morning when she's in your face. Like she wakes me up every morning with her face in my face. Sometimes her chin is in my eye socket when I wake up. Which is, you know, that's fine.
And Ava has really bad breath, so it's really bad.
Pino.
She does have bad breath.
Chuck can attest. Chuck, where are you?
I'm trying to think what else the merchandise. They have spirit jersey. They have a button-up shirt. They have really cute ears.
I really want the button-up.
I know you want the button-up.
It's $125.
Yes.
It's hard. I want it, but it's like, I'm really having a hard time spending that much.
Because most of the time, those shirts are like 65.
65.
And this is like 100.
125.
That's a lot of money for a shirt.
It's a really nice shirt.
But it's not like it's Tommy Bahama or something.
Right.
It's
no, it's Disney brand.
Disney shirt.
But it's just a really cool pattern, and the fabric's really nice. I don't know. Eventually, I'll probably bite the
bullet. He might break. We do have some Disney gift cards.
Yeah, I'll use gift card now. Take it out of my own pocket. But and then is that all for food and wine? So I was gonna mention something else that we didn't talk about. We haven't done the show. We didn't talk about the new Tomorrowland People Mover audio track.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead.
Because we went since we haven't been on here.
We've been busy.
We have been. Magic Kingdom updated the track that you listen to on the Tomorrowland People Mover.
The audio.
The audio that you go through, and it's completely different. I mean, there was only one thing that was brought from. They do the paging list tomorrow.
But not in the same spot.
Not in the same spot anymore. So that was a little bit different to listen to because you're used to Disney season. People were used to the same old track that we hear every time. So that was a little bit different. So if you haven't been on People Mover in a while, I know it's one of our rides we go on almost every time we go.
And they took Mickey's voice out. Like,
they did.
You know, when you hear Mickey say, that's right, you don't hear that anymore.
Yeah, and that was Brett doing that. So that was kind of missed. And then we also went on to the Carousel of Progress because they did some updates
on the carousel.
And one of the biggest was the updates in the final scene, the future scene with the family pen, the virtual reality, and the Christmas scene. They've updated their clothing in that one. So I'll be kind of wearing.
They're a little more modern. They look like they jumped from the 80s.
And
some of them have new hair.
Yeah, they do. They have new hair. And then there's some more decor in some of the other ones you noticed.
Okay, so I noticed that, and I could be wrong, and I'm sure somebody would love to tell me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Okay, I'm wrong. But I noticed more pumpkins, like in the scene that's Halloween. I noticed different decorations, but the pumpkins were one thing that really stood out to me that seemed to be there was more pumpkin decorations for Halloween.
Right. Did we like the new audio, Grace asked.
No.
I guess I just missed the old one. There was nothing wrong with it. I just missed the old version.
So I didn't like it.
So she doesn't like change
I don't like change.
At all.
I'm not Disney person. But I think it's because you get used to it. And you know, when you're paging Mr. Morrow, like the voice and everything. And when you hear Mickey's voice at certain things. And, you know, I just like the old one.
Yeah, they even describe when you go through the model of what Epcot, the inspiration for Epcot was, they don't talk about it the same way. So it's different. I mean, it's different, and I'm sure it eventually will grow on us, but I guess we're just used to the old version.
Well, they also changed it so they could add Tron to the spiel.
Yes.
Is what it is. So, like, when right before you go into Space Mountain is when they mention Tron as you're going in. And then usually right after that is the Mr. Morrow thing.
Mr. Johnson in control.
Yeah, all that stuff. Well, this, you're like almost through Space Mountain before you hear that. And it's not the same.
No.
It's just not the same. It's not the lady's voice. It's not like none of that. But, oh, Shane said Osborne Lights. Shane, I'm still not over the Osborne
Lights. She's not. Why'd you bring that up, Shane?
I'm not.
Now I'm going to hear about that for 2.5 hours.
Speaking of, sidebar. Speaking of, now that I have my glasses and I can see, so we saw a Big Bad Voodoo Daddy over the weekend at Epcot, and they did one of the songs that was one of my favorites in Osborne Lights.
They did.
Christmas is starting now. The swing song, that was Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
They've actually done a lot with Disney. They have
the Jungle Book song.
They have the Jungle Book version of the song. They've done a lot of stuff with them, and you could tell they were genuinely happy to be back performing at Epcot. So it was great to see them.
But it did make me think of the Osborne Lights.
It did. And another thing we noticed too is we were on property we were driving through property on Friday. We drove past the Tower of Terror sign that was still standing at that time. Go ahead. I'll let you go.
So we were just going to the store. And every time I try to explain that to somebody, we're going through the store. They're like, you don't go through to the grocery store on Disney property. Yes,
yes you do.
There's neighborhoods around Disney. But I saw construction, like, I don't know, it was a backhoe or what, around the sign. And I'm
this
like,
this is on Friday.
I'm like, this don't look right because there's all this machinery around it and you could see some kind of digging. And there had been chatter, if you will, that the sign was being taken down. So I'm like, okay, it's got to be true because there's the machinery. So I put up that I believed it was coming down, and the comment section went crazy. Somebody called me fake news.
Said the Mainstream Mouse is fake news all the time.
Which is garbage. But anyway, she got her butt handed to her in the comment section. But so it wasn't fake news. And when we got up the next day, it was gone.
We were driving to Epcot, and it was completely, I made the joke to her when we drove past it on Friday. I said, watch, it'll be gone overnight. And lo and behold,
gone. I mean, you know, you hear stuff about, here she comes again.
Okay, Ava, hold on, we're almost done.
Almost done. I'm sorry. She's very needy for some reason. You know, you think about, I have a point. Let's rewind for a minute. I just said a few minutes ago that I don't like change. And there's a lot of you out there, a lot of Disney fans that agree with me, like, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Well, I think, but this was broke, so bad example.
It's been fixed and been broke again.
But, you know, there's a lot of things that we like the same. And there's certain things that kind of like bring back memories. And I think that sign, I know when we didn't live here, seeing it going through the Walt Disney World sign and seeing the Tower of Terror and when the elevator was moving. Yeah. And it was kind of like one of those welcome home signs. You know, like it just is familiar. It's like being home. Mm-hmm. So, but that was built during the time, around the time that Tower of Terror was opening, and I don't, in the 90s, and I don't believe that it was supposed to be for the longevity. So they've had it a long time, and Tower of Terror isn't one of the main rides anymore because things have progressed. So
it is the icon of that park.
It is. However, you and I were talking, and we're curious. Now we're speculating. We don't know anything. We know nothing.
This is rumor, if it comes true.
This is you and I talking in the car, actually. So I'm just sharing our conversation with you. We thought maybe they would put something in that spot now that is relevant, whether it's one of the new attractions, whether it's for Guardians, or because they did that for Tower of Terror when it opens, would they possibly make something for Tron? Because that's going to be getting ready to open.
Right. Yeah, we originally started talking, we thought maybe Galaxy's Edge at first, but we think Galaxy's Edge has been around
too long
to where I think it's kind of late to put that up there, I think I could definitely see them doing something for Tron.
Oh, yeah.
And they were still digging when we left later that day. We drove past it again. You can see where they were still digging the ground and all that around it. So they're pulling everything out of there. So I don't know if something going to be.
It's a big hunk of just dirt and pieces. And it's funny because somebody says to me, oh, they're probably just going to fix it. They can't fix it. It is demolished. It's gone. It's gone.
It's like the one from Illuminations. It was dismantled. So if they did put another Tower of Terror sign, it would have to be built from scratch.
From scratch. That sign is gone.
So I think it might be Tron or Guardians. I'm leaning more towards Tron because it hasn't opened yet, and there's a lot of hype for Tron, so I think that'd be something good to do with that.
I think Tron.
But that made us start thinking. Remember when you used to go into Hollywood Studios and you'd pass like the, it looks like movie cells.
Yes.
And you see the different movies.
They have Frozen. Like they had Pixar, I think.
There was one from Andy's Room. I mean, there was just different signs there, and we missed those. Are gone now. Now we've lost the tower sign. But all you see from that side is Star Wars anyway. If you look over at studios.
And then the Star Cruiser is right there. Yeah. So they had to change that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and things are always changing, you know.
And that's what Walt's goal was. He said Disneyland would never be finished, but that includes Walt Disney World will never be finished. It will always be growing. It will always be changing up. It will always be becoming more than what it is.
And I just wish that some things they would leave alone. I mean, I don't know. I'm not mad about like the Carousel of Progress people. The only thing that last scene reminded me of, so there was the teenager that we had the scrunchy socks mm-hmm. at the end. And that reminded me when I was little because, like, oh, my gosh, that's how I used to dress just like her. And stuff that reminded me of, like, when I was a kid of my parents or going to my aunt's at Christmas time. I know it sounds silly, but for years, like, that scene reminded me of home and growing mm-hmm. up.
And it wasn't futuristic. It was kind of our past, though.
It was our past. And then, like, previously, like, in one of the other ones, I think it was Halloween, the refrigerator. I remember my grandparents had an old refrigerator like that downstairs. They had the pull thing yeah. open. And it just kind of like, of course, most of it was way before my time.
It was nostalgia, though.
It's just nostalgia. It's like the same thing with the People Mover thing. You guys get it, I'm sure.
Randy said you're having NKOTB flashbacks again.
And I went to see New Kids on the Block last week, for those of you that were paying attention. Now, that was a whole lot of fun.
Corey had way too much fun. I know he's at Thor right now, watching Thor. But Corey, if he watches this later, don't let him fool you. He's a huge New Kids on the Block. Huge. As much as he likes Kristoff and Frozen, he likes the New Kids.
And Rick Astley. Rick Astley was fantastic.
He was awesome. Even Ronnie loved that movie.
We had these tickets since last fall, and I was like, oh, we got all kinds of time before this show comes up. And time goes by so fast. Yeah. But it was a great show.
We're just tired.
It's just been go. And then here we are with you. So.
Shane's wife was there also.
So fun. Oh, my gosh. So, well, I guess that's it for this week. I didn't think we were going to talk an hour, but lo and behold, we did.
We did. Not hungry. We need dinner.
We did not eat. So.
We never eat for the show usually.
Anyway, so.
That's why we talk about food so much, because we're always hungry.
That's true. We don't eat before we do our show. So that's why we always talk about food at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about restaurants and food. So, and I am hungry. So, and on that, I think we should probably wrap it up because I'm hungry.
We should probably wrap it up so we can go eat.
So, yeah, definitely tell other people about our amazing guests at the House of Mouse Expo.
If you missed it, Mary Gibbs, the voice of Boo from Monsters, Inc. franchise, will be there. And I didn't mention it earlier. We were talking about her. She was 2.5 when she did it. But her father was behind the scenes and helping make the Pixar films back then in Monsters, Inc. So hopefully we'll have a panel with her at the expo and she can talk about some of that stuff.
We have so much fun entertainment for you guys coming for that weekend. And I ask that if you know anybody who would like to be a vendor or if you know anyone who would be interested in coming to our expo, please help spread the word because that's how we grow and that's how we put together successful shows without the help of all of you.
Yeah, we're trying. It's hard to get it out there when we don't have a budget really for advertising or anything like that. So we got to rely on word of mouth to really spread the word on. So we're hoping that we can really grow this over the next few years to get bigger, bigger, bigger.
We are always tirelessly working between the Main Street Mouse, Lost Princess Apparel, and House of Mouse Expo. So please know we try every day to bring you guys quality, good stuff. And we will continue to do that. Who needs sleep?
Sleep, keeping my brain going.
We try, but we appreciate you all so much because we wouldn't have these opportunities if it weren't for you.
We really do. Yeah, thank you guys
all so much. Until next time, thank you guys so much for everything. Hope you have a great week ahead, and we will see you real soon.
Take care, everybody.
Bye. Bye-bye.